is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free on this live New Year's Eve edition of the show, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you there are totally free. And the website allows you, as a listener, to create the content. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And at that point, it appears on our upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. And then once it receives that number of votes, it will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. As the year is about to be wrapped out in the Eastern time zone, got about five more hours until that point. It has already struck midnight over in Greenwich Mean Time, I believe, at this point. So 2013 is here. It's just
so
not here yet.
Certain that the Mayans aren't going to come and destroy us all?
Well, I'm sure there are some people that believe that there's another end-of-the-world date coming soon. There's always something else down the line. I just haven't heard what it is yet. So all kinds of stuff in the news that we could be talking about here tonight. And sort of a story that we didn't get a chance to get to recently that might actually end up being relevant to, well, I guess it's not really relevant to today, but it's relevant tonight in that someone is probably going to be drinking tonight.
Yeah, it's amateur night.
Somewhere in the United States, somewhere around the world,
someone will imbibe some alcohol.
Will be drinking. They probably have already begun, as a matter of fact.
You could say that every night of the year.
Yeah. You certainly can.
Somebody's going to mix that with firearms and explosives, too.
But more so tonight. There's a good chance that some people who are drinking tonight aren't really drinking as much during the rest of the year. This is as you call it, amateur night, Mark. Is that what you mean when you say that?
Yeah. It's, the night of the year that supposedly people who are not drinkers would be more likely to be out on the road and less likely to hold their alcohol. I mean, I think everybody would agree that some drunk drivers are more adept than others.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing that it's not prohibition times. I've been watching the Boardwalk Empire on Julia's recommendation recently, and it's a pretty good show.
It is good. I like it.
It's an HBO series that they've been doing for a few years now. And there's a story here that is not fresh at all. It is an old story from back in 1926 when apparently the government was poisoning alcohol back then. And I didn't know about this.
No, I've never heard that.
It was, according to Slate.com, Christmas Eve 1926. The streets aglitter with snow and lights when the man, afraid of Santa Claus, stumbled into the emergency room at New York City's Bellevue Hospital. He was flushed, gasping with fear. Santa Claus, he kept telling the nurses, was just behind him, wielding a baseball bat. Before hospital staff realized how sick he was, the alcohol-induced hallucination was just a symptom. The man died. So did another holiday partygoer, and another. As dusk fell on Christmas, the hospital staff tallied up more than 60 people made desperately ill by alcohol, and 8 had died from it. Within the next 2 days, yet another 23 people died in the city from celebrating the season. Doctors were accustomed to alcohol poisoning by then, the routine of life in the Prohibition era. The bootlegged whiskeys and so-called gins often made people sick. The liquor produced in hidden stills frequently became tainted with metals and other impurities. But this outbreak was bizarrely different. These deaths, as investigators would shortly realize, had come courtesy of the U.S. government. Frustrated that people would continue to consume so much alcohol even after it was banned, federal officials had decided to try a different kind of enforcement. They ordered the poisoning of industrial alcohols manufactured in the United States, products regularly stolen by bootleggers and then resold as drinkable spirits.
Now, this actually was going on with marijuana, too. The United States government was poisoning marijuana fields in Mexico a few years back.
Really?
I don't know if we read the story on the air.
They were like crop dusting kind of poisoning? Or?
I don't remember how they went about it, but I do recall that part of it, that that's what they were doing.
The idea was to scare people into giving up illicit drinking. Instead, by the time Prohibition ended in 1933, the federal poisoning program, by some estimates, had killed at least... Go ahead. How many people?
300. actually?
500.
10,000.
Oh, my goodness. Are those people scared now? Oh, no, they're dead.
Right.
You can't scare dead people.
Although mostly forgotten today, the Chemist's War of Prohibition remains one of the strangest and most deadly decisions in American law enforcement history. As one of its most outspoken opponents, Charles
Norris... How many people went to jail for this?
You mean the government guys?
Yeah.
Good question.
Never, ever.
It was legal, you know? Whatever they do is legal, even if it's taking
people's
lives.
Whatever they do is legal.
As one of its most outspoken opponents, Charles Norris...
You would never send the farmer to jail for poisoning his cows. And the fact is that we are just livestock for these people.
The chief medical examiner of New York City during the 20s liked to say it was our national experiment in extermination. Poisonous alcohol still kills. 16 people died just this month after drinking lethal booze in Indonesia, where bootleggers make their own brews to avoid steep taxes. But that's due to unscrupulous businessmen rather than government order. Well, it's still due to the fact that the government exists and taxes alcohol, and still exists here in the United States as well, I might add.
Well, I mean, I think that people need need governing bodies. I think what the difference is that that you don't have any options. These people do what they want. There's no choices between which government you want and which one you don't. You're born into the government that you're born into. The United States government makes you get all kinds of papers to leave. There's an exit tax of 50% of your wealth if you're wealthy enough. So, I mean, you know, essentially you're born into slavery. It's really no different than slavery's been all along. Slaves have been able to buy their freedom since time immemorial.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. The author says, I learned of the federal poisoning program while researching my book, The Poisoner's Handbook, which is set in Jazz Age New York. My first reaction was that I must have gotten it wrong. I never heard that the government poisoned people during Prohibition. Did you? I kept saying to friends, family members, colleagues. Of course, they're not going to put that in the history books. Now, are they?
I've never heard of it.
I did, however, remember the government speech.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes the government puts sort of anti-government stuff in their history books. I mean, they'll talk about...
Anti-other governments, maybe.
No, anti-this government.
Well, I mean, like the Japanese camps, for example, in California.
That's a great one.
I don't remember learning about that in history.
I do. I don't think that they went in any kind of real depth, but they definitely brushed over it. And I think that the context that they brushed over it was things used to be so much worse back then, but now we are in the age of enlightenment and we have learned our lessons and everything is great.
Its use was primarily intended, this, by the way, paraquat, an herbicide, which is what the government used in the 1970s to spray Mexican marijuana fields. Its use was primarily intended to destroy crops, but government officials also insisted that awareness of the toxin would deter marijuana smokers. Because everybody gets the press releases from the government, right? I mean, whenever...
Right. Especially pot smokers.
Right. Whenever the government...
They're scouring government press releases.
...decides to create a new government program, or in this case, poison a marijuana field, or poison alcohol, and they put out a press release, it comes across every American's desk, and everyone reads the newspaper, of course. Oh, wait a minute. No, most people these days don't read the newspaper, and even back then, you couldn't count on people to keep up to date with what was going on with all of the government's regulations and such. It's ridiculous. So anyway, they echoed the official position of the 1920s. If some citizens ended up poisoned, well, they brought it upon themselves. Although paraquat wasn't really all that toxic, the outcry forced government to drop the plan. Still, the incident created an unsurprising lack of trust in government motives, which reveals itself in the occasional rumors circulating today that federal agencies such as the CIA mix poison into the illegal drug supply. During Prohibition, however, an official sense of higher purpose kept the poisoning program in place. As the Chicago Tribune editorialized in 1927, saying, normally no American government would engage in such business. It is only the curious fanaticism of prohibition that any means, however barbarous, are considered justified, they wrote. Others, however, accused lawmakers opposed to the poisoning plan of being in cahoots with criminals and argued that bootleggers and their law-breaking alcoholic customers deserved no sympathy. Must Uncle Sam guarantee safety first for souses? Asked Nebraska's Omaha Bee newspaper. 855-453, wow. The SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up tonight in the live New Year's Eve edition, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day. Using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you might like. 855-450-FREE. We'll continue and take your phone calls in mere moments. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you, and there are a lot of them on our website. We give them away, archives included. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's not a problem. You can just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you would prefer. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. And you can also get more than just our archives from our SoundCloud page. If you're on freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there, or you can just type in soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And that'll allow you to access Free Talk Live's archives going back for years, as well as episodes of The Edgington Post, which is your interview series, Mark.
That's right.
That you will be resuming next week, because it's hard to
get people to do interviews this time of year.
Hard to get booked people booked for interviews.
I call it Christmas month.
Yeah.
Nobody works during Christmas month.
Except the retail people. They work their butts off.
Yep. So once again, go to freetalklive.com, download some archives, and enjoy. And know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. And, you know, if you've got a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
We'll come back and tell more of the story that is particularly relevant on a night when people will be imbibing alcohol, most of it made, thankfully, in safe manufacturing conditions, because we don't have alcohol prohibition today. But back when the country did have alcohol prohibition, turns out the government was actually poisoning some of the alcohol.
Well, now that it has marijuana prohibition, it poisons some of the marijuana.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll continue that story in a moment. Let's go talk to Bobby. He's listening in Lakeland. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I'd like to wish you guys a Happy New Year to everybody else listening. I'm really glad to hear you guys on tonight.
Thanks.
Well, of course, we're here as many nights as we can possibly be, so glad to have you with us. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I was going to talk about, which I'm getting very upset over hearing, the fiscal cliff. The both sides now are caving, I guess, to the other sides, and I guess they're not going to actually vote on all of it. And the one particular thing that got me upset is they wanted to raise the estate tax, which is also known as death tax, from like 35.5% to almost 40%, which I think is really wrong. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts about the fiscal cliff and what you think about the death tax.
Well, I mean, I'm against every tax. As far as I'm concerned, the government is just an organization of men and women, and they don't have any right to get between, you know, me and my and whatever I intend to do with my money, is give it to my kids or whatever, and you and your kids. Mm-hmm. I think that you know, that's usurpation, and then they have no business doing that. The only way that they could do that is that if you were in some way owned by them, and that's how they act. So, you know, I'm against it from a fundamental standpoint. But I tend to think that you know, the death tax is a bad thing, in the sense that it you know, incentivizes people to, you know, not as earn as much money. I mean, if taxing cigarettes is intended to have fewer people smoke, and that's what they'll tell you. And it worked on me when they added that dollar tax to cigars, and or 40 cents to cigars, $1 to cigarettes when Obama took over, and I think it was 2009, April 2009. I stopped smoking because I wasn't going to pay a dollar to an extra dollar to the federal government to smoke. Just wasn't going to do it. And so, what are they trying to disincentivize when they tax people, you know, moving their money to their kids?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'm completely against the idea of taxes, and the fiscal cliff thing seems to me, I have to admit, I haven't really spent much time on it, because it seems to me like
completely artificial.
Like the right, it seems like the same old story that comes along every now and then, where the Republicans and Democrats, they have a little spat. And then they, you know, talk about how they just can't come to an agreement on some budget or whatever, and oh my God, we're going to shut down the state if it doesn't happen. I don't know if they've actually said that with a fiscal cliff, but I did hear recently that they were threatening to release violent criminals from prison.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't release all of the nonviolent ones.
Well, right, because they want it to look like a really bad situation. Oh, my God, it's so dangerous out. We're going to, if we hit this fiscal cliff, we're just going to have to release some murderers and rapists.
Right, it's like this threat against people.
Right. It's not like they can just shut down some other portions of their ginormous federal monolithic government and, you know, cut the costs that way. No, we've got to go first to the prisoners and release violent criminals into society.
Also, we're not going to put out any fires for houses that are burning. I mean,
this is what they're doing, though. I mean, this is the kind of scare tactics that they're using to get people. I don't know. I don't know what the point of it is to just make people think like, oh, my God, if the government fails, then violent people will be running everywhere in the streets. And I just, you know,
without government uniforms,
like you said, Bobby, they're going to come to some kind of a last minute agreement where each side scratches each other's back. And we were just saved at the last moment.
Wow, we did it.
Good thing
Washington worked together.
Right. Good thing our men in Washington and women in Washington are really looking out for us in the country. But now we don't have to release that murderer from jail. Thank goodness. That's kind of how I interpret the whole thing. But like I said, I haven't been paying close attention. What about you, Bobby? What do you think?
I thought that was a pretty good it was a pretty good answer on y'all's part. I mean, I'm pretty much with you. I think the taxes are pretty ridiculous. I mean, I wouldn't wish a tax increase on my worst enemy. And I want one more question about do you think the unemployment benefits should be extended, the federal extension on unemployment from like 27 weeks to like 99 weeks, and they got like this algorithm that they use if your state is, you know, X amount of percent unemployed, then you can go X amount of time. But do you believe that there should be unemployment, and do you think it should be federally extended?
Well, I think it's complicated. They've inserted themselves in a legitimate marketplace area. People do want to have insurance for when they lose jobs, and they've essentially got a monopoly on it because you are forced to pay something like 12% to 15% for this insurance, of your paycheck for this insurance. So I essentially what I think is that people should be, the money that they've paid in should be paid back to them, to that point and after that.
And no further than that.
And no further than that, simply because it's a government program. If it was a private program that offered 26 or 99 weeks or however many weeks it offered, it should fulfill whatever the obligation was that it said. So,
I would expect a private program would want to make sure that person was looking for new work,
sure,
rather than just handing out cash.
I don't imagine the federal government spending or any government is spending any time making sure that you are looking.
Do
for
they?
A job.
I don't know. What does it take to get the unemployment checks?
I don't know. When I got laid off or fired or whatever it was for my job that I went looking for unemployment, I went to the unemployment office. They gave me a telephone number to call. It seemed just too bureaucratic, and I never called it. I just went out and got a job.
So I actually applied for unemployment here in New Hampshire because I had gotten fired.
As a state program?
Many years ago. Yes, and my mom scared the crap out of me and was like, oh, my God, you're not going to get a job forever. You need to go get unemployment. And I have paid unemployment tax for a long time, so I didn't feel too guilty about that. You can do it online, so I did it online, and it took so long for them to get back with, like, even the first step. I had a job and got a first paycheck before I even, like, heard back from them.
Yeah. Bobby, thanks for the questions and the call tonight. I appreciate it. Be safe out there if you're on the road. And thanks for calling. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. We're here live. New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. More about the government poisoning alcohol in moments and your calls.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Same number as always, but the final edition of Free Talk Live for the year 2012.
I love the importance of these dates, you know. 2013 is the most recent year since 1987, where we had all different numbers. God.
Really?
It's like neurotics get to play with these numbers. 12-12-12 was the last day that we're going to have some, you know, arbitrary fixed numbers.
You should ask Mr. Tackpans what he thinks about that.
I don't have any idea.
Just Mr. Tackpans, what does 2013 mean to you? And just let him talk.
You didn't get great reviews on that.
What do you mean?
A lot of people felt like you were teasing a crazy man when you did that that article, right?
I don't recall getting that feedback.
No. I heard a lot of that. You didn't look online.
I looked online. People seemed to enjoy it.
Okay. Lots of people didn't.
Whatever. What can you do?
Now, what can you do?
Did Mr. Tackpans enjoy the interview?
I thought it was kind of funny.
Did he enjoy the interview?
A bit of it. I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He thanked us afterwards.
Excellent.
On his video channel.
Excellent.
Thank you to Free Talk.
Free Talk.
So, I wasn't mean to Mr. Tackpans. We had a good time with him. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue the story about alcohol being poisoned back during Prohibition. And also, still to come here tonight, of course, January 1st means new laws come into effect, and Julia has quite the doozy out of Concord, Massachusetts. We'll tell you more about that one. But it's going to ban something that almost everyone listening to the sound of this radio show tonight, that almost everyone has probably possessed at one point, maybe even recently.
No, probably in the last
maybe
year.
Maybe even in the last day or week, you may have possessed this particular item. So we'll get to that, too. But first, David is listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hi, David. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard you guys talking last night about everyone having their own definition for freedom, and I was wondering if you'd go into more detail. You know, what's your definition?
Well, I wasn't privy to this conversation because I wasn't here last night.
Well, I think that people do have their own definitions of freedom. You know, I mean, people have their own definitions for every word out there. I think that, you know, the best definition for freedom is something along the lines of something that's universal, something that says that, you know, you shouldn't initiate force against other people. And that's pretty universal. If nobody initiated force, there wouldn't be any force used. So for me, that's what freedom means, the ability to do whatever you want so long as you don't harm or commit fraud against another individual.
Julia, any additions or thoughts?
No, I was just going to say the exact same thing basically is the last part of that.
I guess I should initiate harm or initiate fraud against another individual.
Yeah, I'm on board with that definition. What do you think, David? What about your definition?
Well, my thoughts are if you're not, you know, doing harm to others and doing what you want, that's all good, but where's the difference between freedom and anarchy?
Well, anarchy is a discussion or a term that describes the lack of something, right? So the lack of rulers in this case, or some would say the lack of rules, but I think the accurate definition is the absence of rulers. Is that correct?
An autocracy is the rule by autocrats. A plutocracy is a rule by plutocrats. So an anarchy would be the absence of rulers, I guess.
Yeah, of course, anarchy is commonly interpreted as total chaos, violence in the streets, destruction, and that sort of thing. And I think that, you know, we're not talking about the same thing when you talk about freedom versus anarchy. You can still have private property under freedom, and in those private property zones, have whatever rules that you might want. And, of course, it's your freedom to set those rules as a private property owner. So there could be a variety of less restrictive to more restrictive types of private property under that situation.
And it's also you have the freedom to go where you want. So if I don't like
as long as you're
rules,
allowed to go there.
Right. If I don't like your rules, I don't have to be here. I could leave.
Right. You could go to someone else's property where you are welcome, or your own property where you'll definitely be welcome in that case. So, no, freedom is not anarchy, I think, is the answer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Anything else you want to share or thoughts?
No. Thank you for clearing that up.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So I went down to Florida for the Christmas break, and I was having a conversation with my good friend Julian. And we went out for a couple of different meals and kind of continued a conversation from one to another. And, you know, the term anarchy was thrown out. And this is a common term used by the...
Thrown out by...
Julian.
Uh-huh.
This is a common tactic, employed by people of who support the status quo for whatever reason against people who support some kind of new, different thing.
You want anarchy.
And right. And I'd like to point out that during the English Revolution in the mid-17th century, you're talking about the mid-1600s here, they would call people who didn't want a state religion anarchists. And that was, this was the term that they used to describe. And people have... use the same term to describe the colonists here in the United States. And, I mean, basically all these things have come to fruition. So we're living in anarchy as described by the rulers at that time. If you're petrified of anarchy, this is what it looks like. That's what the rulers of that time described what we have today. So I think anarchy is just an epithet. Is that right? Epithet? There's one of them is written on a tombstone. The other one's a mean thing to say. epitaph? I'm not sure. Anyway,
epithet?
Yeah, epithet? I'm not sure. I've got to look it up.
And
it's not like it truly matters. so it's just this term that's employed in order to dismiss new ideas. But who within the sound of my voice doesn't believe that we're going to have some kind of new, different governmental system at some point in the future? I mean, really? You think
someone
that,
delusional would
you think that this is it? The Democratic Republican Republic sort of model is the end-all, be-all of governments. This is the end of time, that the Constitution of the United States truly is this God-inspired document, and nothing could be made better? Really? That's what you think? I mean, governments have evolved in the 9,000 years that there have been states around since the Agricultural Revolution, when it became, financially expedient to enslave people on a mass scale in order to get them to work farms. Ever since the state began 9,000 years ago till now, there have been progressions and changes and evolutions in the state. Sometimes there have been leap forward in the state in the sense.
I don't like the way you say evolution for the state. It makes it sound like things are improving to some extent.
Is evolution necessarily improving? I'm asking because I'm not sure.
I think
sure.
Generally, yes. I think, you know, it's survival of the fittest, right? So over time, the best survive through evolution.
There's a tug of war between, the desire to enslave people and the desire to be free.
I think that you can argue that the state, if you want to say it has changed in some way, has changed to be more subtle in its means. Like, the ultimate, the base level of what it does hasn't changed. It's controlling people and extracting wealth and obedience from them. That has never changed over all the thousands of years that the idea of the state has been around. But what has changed is its sneakiness and its deviousness in achieving this goal and cloaking itself in legitimacy, as opposed to just being, some man in a field with a whip. Now you've got a man with a badge and a uniform and a legislature that tells that man with a badge what to do, as opposed to a master in a house.
And don't forget that the average individual has the tie-breaking vote in the choice between which the Democrats or the Republican slave masters.
Oh, that's what they want you to think.
Well, you do have the tie-breaking vote, I think, unless the elections are fixed.
I don't understand what you mean by the tie-breaking vote.
Because the only vote that matters is the tie-breaking vote. If you voted,
the average individual never has that vote.
Right.
Almost never.
I'd like to make that clear to the average individual listening to this show that Barack Obama won New Hampshire by 33,000 votes. If I would have voted for or against him, my vote wouldn't have mattered. He still would have taken New Hampshire. So therefore, consider strongly what you think about the voting process.
Sure, and even if he hadn't, won, then master would have been someone else named Mitt Romney.
Right, yeah.
And nothing really changes. What were you going to say?
Well, you were talking about slaves and masters and comparing them to government. Basically, you were saying that governments in history were like slave drivers. I guess I was kind of confused about the way that you made that comparison.
Okay, sure. We can come back and talk about that. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you would like. Also, the Prohibition story continues in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live New Year's Eve edition of the program. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links to different internet retailers. The primary one is Amazon, Amazon Canada, US, UK. All three of them are there. Just click into the one that's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the same great Amazon deals you're used to. The same huge selection, which, of course, as you know, if you are an Amazon user regularly, you know they even carry used items.
That's true.
At Amazon. So the same great selection, same great prices. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live is given a portion of the purchase price. You can get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project, you need to know about it because it is happening as we speak. Over 1,100 liberty-loving people have come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. For the most part, there's a couple of them that were here already. A few of them were already here, but most of them have made the move here as part of the Free State Project. And over 13,000 people have pledged to make that move to New Hampshire to get active for liberty in our lifetime, because the only viable option, in my opinion, to actually achieve some semblance of freedom is to get together with other people who feel like you and I do, if presuming, of course, you love the ideas of freedom and actually want to see it happen sometime in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the project, get signed up, and help us get to that 20,000 number. The Free State Now campaign, by the way, apparently Mark has new life breathed into it. JJ, who was formerly the co-host on Thursday nights on this show, has taken the reins.
That's right. The Free State, the new president of the Free State Project has been very excited about Free State Now. I have not had time to pursue it like I did in the past. Free Talk Live with the economic downturn, just it wasn't bringing in the money like it was 2 years ago. So, I've had to concentrate as a salesperson on that rather than just kind of skating along and taking people's orders like I did for, a year there. Mm-hmm. And it was nice, I got to say. But And I was able to concentrate on Free State Now and, grow the amount of signers for the Free State Project by doing so. And, things were going pretty well. But I just didn't have time, and so Free State Now languished, and, you know, JJ has picked it up. You know, Carla Garrick, I'm not sure, yeah, the queen quill of the Free State Project got behind it, and I think it's awesome.
So the idea is to accelerate the pace of sign-ups for the Free State Project.
They are deciding that the end of 2014 is their new goal.
But they need some funding. There's a new Facebook page that's been created for it. Anyway, I mentioned that because I thought it's a cool idea. I'm glad that people are focusing on picking up the speed.
I still have money from the sort of previous iteration of Free State Now, and I'll be able to, you know, give a little bit of help early on, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Cool. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up for the Free State Project, and make the move as soon as possible. You don't have to wait until we reach 20,000 participants to make the move. Once, you know, the official story is once Free State Project reaches 20,000, there's then a five-year window in which people can move to New Hampshire. But it'd be better if you could move sooner than that. I mean, the sooner you can get here, the better, because the early movers like us and the 1,100 people that are here have had a really positive effect. And there have been, you know, there's
the groundwork's laid.
Right. I mean, we talked last week about this this politician who was complaining because the Free Staters are the biggest threat to the state, in her opinion. Also,
just with 1,100 movers.
Yep. Just with
state, I guess.
Yep. Just with a couple of just a couple days ago, NewHampshire.com posted its third in a series of three weekly articles, lengthy articles about the Free State Project. And this is published by the top newspaper in the state, the Union Leader. And just in the article that was most recent, the first one was kind of generally about the Free State Project. The second one was about people that are not in favor of the Free State Project, both Republicans and Democrats. And then the third article is all about what's coming next for the Free State Project. And one of the things they said in there was that there's little doubt that the Free State Project has established a foothold in New Hampshire.
No doubt.
So the Libertarian Party, they've been trying for 40 years to establish a foothold anywhere, and they've been unable to do that. The Free State Project has established a foothold, has become the greatest threat to the state in less than a decade's time. The move started back in late 2003, less than a decade's time, and with less than 1,000 people moving. It's tremendous.
It's
going to get better as more people join. So go to freestateproject.org and also check out the Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to be there. A bunch of great speakers like Cory Doctorow, Declan McCullough from CNET. Also, Tom Woods is the keynote, one of the two keynote speakers. The second keynote speaker has yet to be announced. I've heard rumors that the Liberty Forum price is going to increase in the new year, so probably would be a good idea to go there tonight and get your early bird tickets at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's happening February 21st through the 24th. So don't miss that opportunity to get up here and check out New Hampshire. And most importantly, check out the community of liberty-minded people that is here. There's quite the variety of folks here. So, Julia, you said you wanted to clarify something I said about governments changing over time. Mark said it was evolution. I said that seems like too positive a connotation for my taste.
Okay. So you were saying that governments today are sneakier than they used to be. And I guess I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think over time, over 9,000 years, they've probably gotten sneakier. But I think that governments in the past, like you mentioned, that they wear a uniform and a badge today, they've had a variety of uniforms for a long time. So, you know, and I think that people 500 years ago definitely felt that the king was legitimate and things like that. So I think there were always people that thought that government was legitimate. And
sure,
then you were comparing them to slave masters. You were saying, so governments are sneakier today because they're not out there cracking the whip. And when I picture somebody cracking a whip, I'm thinking of, like, slave masters, which isn't necessarily government. So I understand the correlation between government and slave masters, but I'm not sure that you use
that
correctly.
You're right. I mean, government hasn't ever been out in the fields that I know of, or at least not in our lifetimes, cracking a whip. I mean, you could argue that back in, you know, the days of main ancient cultures, government might have been a little bit more obviously carrying weapons and hurting its people. So, I mean, I don't claim to be a historical expert on these sorts of things. It just seems like over time, the government has been more successful at covering up the violence that they ultimately are, you know, that backs every government program.
I'm going to stick with evolution. I think that predators evolve, and I don't think that there's any problem with using the term evolution. I think
fair enough.
It's a neutral term. It
predators
is a positive
evolve. Okay.
Term. And the, you know, parasites evolve. The government,
good
really,
point. Good
you
point.
Know, the people in the government are a parasite class, whether they like it or not. And many of them try very hard to do really great jobs. I'm thinking for a second here, police officers, firefighters, garbage men, people that do necessary jobs. But however, when it's moved into the government sphere, the monopolistic state sphere,
mm-hmm.
well, the incentives change. Here in New Hampshire, we have, you know, where we are in New Hampshire, there's no government trash collection. Now, if you want somebody to come collect your trash, you know, you put up an arrangement. It's relatively easy.
You hire somebody.
Yeah, you hire somebody. And the cost is about the same as to what it cost in Sarasota, Florida, where we had.
Is it?
It's about the same.
What did you pay back in Sarasota?
Yeah, it's like $25-$30
per month.
Okay. Yeah. But the difference was I had to put my trash in like 9 different bins, and my sticks had to be, no longer than 36 inches and bundled. And like they had all kinds of rules. Whereas, they weren't providing me a service in the same way that the trash guys will. The trash guys here, you put your sticks any way you want. Now, look, if we have to do more work, we're going to charge you more money. But that's how it went is that there's actually service in the customer service when it comes to a voluntary situation, whereas customer service goes out the window when you've got to pay for trash collection, sure. Whether you're putting trash out or not.
When I was in Florida, there was mandatory recycling, and I think there's mandatory recycling in most places in the United States at this
point.
Not here, no.
At least not in Keene. It may be true, and I've heard maybe in other towns.
I'm sure it's true, but not in Keene, at least not yet. So in Florida, I remember the trash guy was mad that some like peanut butter jar wasn't washed out enough, and he mm-hmm. dumped the entire bucket of recyclables just on the lawn. So I had to go and take it up.
Too.
And I've had them reject trash before, but they just leave it there in like a neat little pile. And I think that they didn't realize it was trash because it was like a bin that I wanted them to get rid of. And I think they thought it was.
It's really
a
hard
bin.
To throw away garbage cans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a garbage can. It wasn't a garbage can. It was a bin that I needed to get rid of. And I think they think it's a garbage bin.
But here, you can. I mean, Ian doesn't use garbage cans to throw his away because of the critters that might go about. You use kind of the low setting bins.
I found since then garbage cans that actually have a locking top to them.
It's true, but they can still push them over.
Yeah, but if the top's locked, then it won't do any good if they push it over. More coming up. 855-453. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.